Welcome back to The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. In the tradition of Grey's Anatomy and ER, a new TV show portrays the intense drama of an American hospital. The series is called The Nick, and it's set in grimy New York City in 1900. It introduces a brilliant doctor, played by Clive Owen, who happens to be addicted to cocaine.
There's no one like Thackeray.
To work with a surgeon of his genius, it's
intoxicating.
The show is on Cinemax, so there are lots of sexy scenes between a young nurse and the dashing chief surgeon, and the lead character is inspired by an actual physician. For Valentine's Day, Tanya English visited Johns Hopkins University to get the real story of how a romantic gesture may have changed operating rooms across America.
Behind a locked heavy door at Hopkins Hospital, there's a shrine of sorts to a man who privately struggled with drug addiction, while at the same time building a career so prolific that he became the father of modern surgery in America.
It's called the William Halstead Museum.
Neil Grauer is the de facto historian at Hopkins Medicine.
This is a partly wood-paneled room which largely is furnished with antiques that belong to Halstead.
Here you can see a beautiful top hat. It must be 5-6 inches high.
That's Ralph Rubon. He made a documentary film about Halstead.
And then his scarf and coat. So you can imagine an impeccably dressed, serious senior Dr. Halstead.
Dr. Halstead was bald, had a, kind of a walrus mustache. He had pince-nez glasses. Those are small, rimless glasses that pinch on the nose.
When Dr. Halstead disapproved of one of his young surgeons, he'd stare over the top of his glasses. But a certain scrub nurse, Caroline Hampton, grabbed Halstead's attention in a good way. And one of the hospital founders noticed the two of them.
You know, kind of in a corner, chatting very amiably, and he said, "Aha, I suspect romance is brewing."
Hampton was the wealthy niece of a Confederate general. She looks prim and demure in her white nurse's uniform. But Rubon says for those times, Hampton was an uncommonly independent woman.
And these are Halstead's words. "In the winter of 1889 and 1890, I cannot recall the month, the nurse in charge of my operating room complained that the solution of mercuric chloride produced a dermatitis of her arms and hands. As she was an unusually efficient woman," and I love that word for anyone's wife, an unusually efficient woman, "I gave the matter my consideration."
Caroline did become Halstead's wife, but before that, the surgeon sent exacting specifications to the Goodyear Rubber Company to have gloves made for her. At the museum, a pair of gloves from that time is preserved under plastic.
It looks much more like a big gauntlet, doesn't it? If you put your hand over it, you can see how large and thick these must have been, and it's hard to imagine operating with one of these.
At the beginning of the 20th century, doctors performed surgery bare-knuckled, literally up to their elbows in blood and guts.
How brutal and dramatic that must have been to leave the operating room with hands covered with blood and all the infectious diseases they may have. Everyone prior to that was doing the same thing every day and never stepping back and thinking about how things can be done differently.
Historian Neil Grauer says it was years before it dawned on most doctors that those gloves could help slow the spread of infection and save lives.
But he was so prominent that when it became generally known that he wore gloves, well, the style was duplicated.
So that's the story. A thoughtful gift from Dr. Halstead to his soon-to-be wife made rubber surgical gloves popular all across America. For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.